If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
But for this gathering, to meet the Christ Jesus in the air, together with all who believe in him, I am willing not to just give a little, but to give everything, my life, my possessions, my family, my friends, everything.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friend, for all of my adult life, I have lived at a distance most of the time away from family, where I grew up. Family and familiarity were in Indiana and Ohio, but I was in Kansas City, Atlanta, and of course now in Delaware. My wife, who had lived in the same community for all her growing up years, experienced a bit of shock as she married me and moved. No, it wasn't that we had wanderlust or that we had to just leave family. On the contrary, we loved our families dearly and hated being so far away. Rather, for us, it was absolutely necessary to go where God was calling than to live where our loved ones resided. But that made for us the going home for Christmas all the more important. It didn't matter that the trip itself took days of driving or dollars to fly. We needed to see and be with the ones we loved, if only for a short time, exchanging gifts for sure, but exchanging more in terms of hugs, words, stories, and glances. We all do that, whether family and friends are near or far. We gather at Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, Easter, 4th of July, and of course, even game days. But for the big holidays, it's the ones we haven't seen for a while that draw us closer. Sometimes it's also the ones who have passed on into eternity. We miss them. We want so much to greet them. Well, these family relations, even just people contact, are so important, as we come to know during times. We are going to talk about one gathering that is not mentioned often today, but right now, join me in listening to this from Larnell Harris, praising the one who saves us. Blessing and honor. Thank you. There's an old spiritual that goes, in that great getting up morning, fare ye well, fare ye well. And then one of the verses says, they'll be coming from every nation, fare ye well, fare ye well. Another says, wake the children sleeping. And another says, on their way to the great coronation. And this, from 1 Thessalonians 4, is what that song is talking about. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with a voice of the archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. It's the great getting up morning. Do you get that? Getting up from death. Our bodies will rise. And those of us who are still alive will join our believing loved ones, children, babies, even those perhaps we sadly aborted before we trusted the Lord, our parents, siblings, and even grandparents, and so many others. We will have the greatest gathering in the air, in a twinkling of an eye, as Paul said to the Corinthians. And most of all, and here's the great thing, we will see Jesus, the one who gave his life that we might live eternally and not go to hell. Jesus, who has cared for us every moment of every day to give us life, hope, freedom, and peace, even now as we live. Jesus, whom we love with our whole hearts, we will see him. It will be like 10 billion Christmas gatherings all at once. Our hearts would burst if they weren't in the new bodies that Jesus is going to change us to in that flesh of a moment. Can you understand how much more we long for this gathering than any gathering of family and friends here and now? This gathering is real encouragement. This is the greatest of great joy. I may have taken a little time, money, and effort each year to travel to see family at Christmas, and how important that was. But for this gathering to meet the Christ Jesus in the air, together with all who believe in him, I am willing not to just give a little, but to give everything, my life, my possessions, my family, my friends, everything. I want to see Jesus. But there's another part to that song and to this passage. The song says, let me tell you about the coming judgment. Fare you well. And the passage says, the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them. My friend, judgment is coming. It's not easy to say. Not all of us are looking forward with our whole hearts to seeing Jesus. Some of us don't believe him or believe in him. Some even mock the notion that there is a God, let alone that he might judge us for our actions. But my friend, there is a coming judgment, and God will judge, yes, great sinners like Hitler, Stalin, and Mao, And that should bring us some comfort. But my friend, all sin and all sinners will be judged. And anyone who doesn't accept Jesus as their Savior, accepting that Jesus died in their place, taking their sin, small and great, and redeeming them, will be judged. And my friend, all will fall short of the glory of God. That is nothing to dream of, nothing to look forward to long for, but it is something to dread. My friend, do you long for or will you dread His coming? If you pray now and let Him change you, you will grow in the longing for His coming, just like I have. Why don't you pray right now with me? Dear Jesus, I'm a sinner. I need Your forgiveness. I want to long for Your appearance, not to dread it. Please come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, that very important prayer, why don't you call me or write me? You can call me at 877-306-HOME. Or you can write me at Sunday Breakfast Mission, all three words, sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.